Many years ago, I shocked my kids. I told them I could remember life without television. I know. You can't believe the reaction to that. It's inconceivable to them that there was ever life before TV. I was there, and I'm afraid to say, yeah. Well, now, I've seen a lot of changes since we got our first TV. I mean, I think it was about 5 or 6 years old. My dad brought home this little box with a 7-inch screen. My mother and I would, like, burn out our eyes sitting next to it to try to find whatever was on in that little box. And if you didn't like what was on, there wasn't a lot of choice. There were just hardly, you know, any channels. Over the years, independent networks began to develop. They began to have more choices and cable TV, and then you got hundreds of choices, and finally along comes the remote switch, and you don't even have to get up if you don't like what's on the screen, and things are streamed. You just push buttons. I'm really good at that thing, you know? You just change the channel or turn it off. Of course, you might just be turning off a message you need. Mm-hmm. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about needing to hear what you don't want to hear. Now, a word for today from the Word of God, 2 Chronicles chapter 26. It's about a Jewish King Uzziah who was a legend in his own time, and he was blessed by God. He defeated the ancient enemies of Israel. He built these impressive towers. He had the most advanced army of his day. But 2 Chronicles chapter 26, beginning in verse 16, says this, "But after Uzziah became powerful, his pride led to his downfall. He was unfaithful to the Lord his God, and he entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense." Now, you might remember that only a high priest, a consecrated high priest, could enter into the holy place of God and do that. But this is a proud, arrogant, spiritually insensitive act on the king's part. Azariah the priest, it says, with 80 other courageous priests of the Lord followed him in. They confronted him and said, "It is not right for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord. That is for the priests, the descendants of Aaron, who have been consecrated to burn incense. Leave the sanctuary, for you've been unfaithful, and you will not be honored by the Lord God." Well, it says, Uzziah had a censer in his hand, ready to burn incense, but he became very angry. And while he was raging at the priests in their presence, before the incense altar in the Lord's temple, leprosy broke out on his forehead. Well, we go on to read that he had leprosy until he died and had to live in a separate house. Here's the story of a powerful man and courageous priests. He didn't like what he heard from them, so he just changed channels. He didn't get angry at what he had done. He got angry at the people who cared enough to confront him with what he had done. Now, the important exhortation in this story is this. Listen to your confronters. The more successful we get, the more we need them, and the less we want them. The best friends you have are the ones who are willing to tell you the unpleasant truth about you, who hold up a mirror. So how do you react to your critics and your confronters, your correctors? Think about your reaction to the suggestions or the corrections that you've gotten, say, from your parents or from your spouse. Did you blow up? Did you walk away? Or did you honestly consider whether there might be at least some truth in what they said? Right now, God's probably assigning someone to be your confronter. Yeah, he does that because he loves you. You need one. We all need one. So who is it? Are you listening even if the news is hard to take? Or do you leap to the defensive and you shut down if you don't like what you're hearing? Your confronters may or may not say it well. They may or may not have the right attitude, but they may have a point. Listen to your confronters. They may help you avoid a crash later on. I know you want to tune it out or turn it off when your confronters are broadcasting, but you need that news. So don't switch channels.